For the past few years, the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs has been plagued by controversies, both legal and financial. The former secretary is suing the Board of Veterans Affairs that appointed and later fired him, and three employees of the department are suing the state, charging employment discrimination in hiring and firing practices. Republican Representative Kevin Peterson says he has the solution to all these problems.
Under my bill, the secretary would be appointed by the governor. A secretary appointed by the governor answers to the governor, who in turn answers to Wisconsin's veterans and voters.
But the commander of the Wisconsin American Legion, Robert Batty, says the current system of having an appointed board made up of veterans hire and fire the secretary is a better way to insulate veterans' services from partisan politics.
By having the governor appoint not only the board, but also the secretary, you would just totally, fully politicize that board. And we feel that that would be a travesty to our veterans.
Batty claims to represent the 65,000 veterans who are American Legion members. On the other hand, Tom Lummer, state commander of Wisconsin Veterans of Foreign Wars, says the 38,000 members of his group strongly favor giving the governor the power to appoint the veteran secretary. Which of these positions will win out on the assembly floor isn't at all clear. Other veterans are calling for amendments to the bill that would require a more diverse board with required seats for Army, Navy, and Air Force veterans, as well as women and disabled veterans. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.